Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Coaching with Carrie live here on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Friday. Hope you had a great week. And today I'm going to finish my series on customer service and value pricing, delivering customer value so that you can enhance your value and get paid what you're worth. So thanks so much for following me along this journey. It's been quite a few weeks of going over customer service, customer value, enhancing your value. And then we moved into value pricing and flexibility pricing strategies and industry perceptions and realities and understanding the real estate markets and how that will be to your advantage. And today we're going to wrap it up with competitive marketing, consumer mind share, your marketing advantage, lead generation, all of those things that are going to help you to remain in the mind share of the consumer and to continue to grow your business and make sure that you get paid what you deserve. So, last session, just as a quick recap, we ended on flexible pricing strategies. You know, we talked about aggressive marketing and positioning messages may get you the best market share, and flexible pricing may get you the best commission rate. And full service gives the consumer the best results. A quicker sale, a higher sales price, and a higher likelihood of selling, right? Which is what they want and what you should give them. So which strategy will get you more appointments? A strategy that combines full service and flexible pricing ultimately gives the consumer the best results, a quicker sale and a higher sales price, right? With this approach, the listing is also more likely to sell during the listing period. A strategy that combines full service and flexible pricing may actually give you, the agent, the best results as well, more appointments and a higher average sales price, right, and a higher average commission rate. When developing your marketing strategy, always put service first, you guys, and then develop your pricing strategy thereafter. Always focus on delivering outstanding service, which is your primary competitive advantage. Price or fee then becomes less of an issue to potential customers, which is ultimately where you want to be in your career in terms of communicating with the consumer and talking with leads and future repeat business, et cetera. So today I want to talk about competitive marketing and also consumer mindshare. Okay, so you can position yourself as the full-service, high-priced option. We do more and we charge more, right? You can stay in the full-service market but be flexible, like we do more but we charge fairly, and this option still provides a full fiduciary service with the price fluctuating based on the outcome and the circumstances of each transaction, which we talked about a little bit in the last coaching session. Remember, you can go back to blogtalkradio.com, search for Coaching with Carrie, or just go to coachingwithcarrie.com. It'll bring you right there. And you can listen to any of my past recordings. So if you want to listen to last week's session, go ahead and take a look there, and you'll be able to listen to it anytime you want for free. So if you missed last week, you might want to listen to that. This will make a lot more sense to you. And so when we talk about the flexible pricing strategy, right? We charge fairly and the option still provides that full fiduciary service, but the pricing fluctuating based on the outcome and the circumstances of each transaction. For example, if the home sells to a buyer the seller finds, the agent charges a certain rate. Likewise, if the client is a repeat customer, the agent may charge a different rate. In the menu services option, you provide a menu of services and consumers pay only for the services they use. We call this approach a la carte, right? Each task that you do for the consumer has a set fee associated with it. For example, the menu service agent will charge X amount of dollars to simply put a sign in the yard and the house in the MLS and nothing else. Then finally, there is a fundamental limited service option. It's limited service and low price. I do less and I charge less. For example, the limited service agent has a rigid limited service plan. They charge a low commission rate for that service. The marketing for these companies would often say something like this: we're the X percent realty company. Notice that the top two quadrants, or the top two things we talked about were full service, do more, high price, charge more, or full service, do more, flexible price, charge fairly, right? And the bottom two represent limited service, which was menu services you do less, menu price you charge a la carte, or limited service you do less, and low price you charge less. The menu service clearly regulates real estate agents to a functionary role and places strict limits on their potential income. And the limited service still charges a commission rate, which gives agents some advantages depending on the home price. However, the fact that they're placing limits on what they will do for the customer also kind of creates a problem with them when it comes to their functionary role and fiduciary duties. I feel that the first two options are the only options where you can be a true fiduciary for your customer, right? And that's what you need and want to be. So consumer pricing and perception is about owning the mind share of the consumer and shaping it. You charge the same price no matter what is done with this full service, high priced option. This can make the agent appear rigid, and consumers sometimes feel that the price that is charged is unfair. I'm sure you've all been in that negotiation with a client or a consumer before. The full service but flexible pricing option provides an outcome-based price. There's a different charge depending upon what happens during the transaction, and this appears to be more flexible and seems fair to the consumers, right? You charge only for what is done with menu pricing or the a la carte option. And this option has taken away the fiduciary response, the relationship altogether. That's the worst pricing choice because it harms the consumer and puts you in a position for the least amount of earnings potential. And the same price is charged no matter what is done in the full, flat-out, limited service option. People choose options based on how we market them and how they perceive the value offered by them. Pricing is not discussed in the full-service, high-priced option. I provide full service, and I don't mention price. And pricing is a topic of discussion with the full-service and flexible pricing option. I provide full service. Ask me about my flexible pricing. Price is determined and discussed based on the services used with the limited menu service option. I charge less. Ask me about my menu of services. And the low price is the focus of discussion in the full, flat-out, limited service option. I only charge X percent or X dollars, and you get this service. A big problem with options 3 and 4 is that consumers don't know enough about the risks and regulatory issues involved in the real estate business to make that decision. For this reason, they are much more vulnerable to these risks and problems when using limited service providers. You should be pointing that out to them if you're up against those types of companies in terms of competition, you guys. In our experience, most agents are in fact flexible, depending on if the seller is also buying with them or if the seller already has a buyer, etc. But because they don't discuss it up front, they are still perceived as the high-priced option and may not get the listing. A potential issue with the full-service high-priced option is that consumers don't know enough about the real estate transaction to understand how you get paid under different circumstances. And so with the full-service flexible pricing option, the agent either markets their flexibility or at least addresses it head-on with their listing presentation. The consumer then and the customer understands that the agent is a full-service agent and is paid fairly based upon outcomes. For example, with a listing that hasn't yet gone on the market, for example, you simply tell people about a home without going through a formal marketing process. You haven't had the expense of advertising or promotion yet, and so then you can pass along some savings potentially if that's the case. Whatever you choose to do, you need to discuss pricing, especially in a seller's market. You guys, we are in a seller's market, you know that. And the agents who are prepared to discuss their value and are confident in the services they provide tend to have the best results. That's what we want for you, so we're hoping that this will help you. Marketing your flexibility does not necessarily mean you have to put your pricing in the marketing. You can simply say, ask me about my flexible pricing, and then discuss it at the table. We do know for a fact that advertising your pricing is a volatile topic among agents and can lead to misunderstandings about who you are and what you offer. So evidence suggests that it may have a downward impact on the commissions of the other local agents. We don't recommend it and wouldn't advise anyone to pursue it without first consulting with your own leadership, right? Because there are positive ways to do this, and there are some ways that this might open up Pandora's box. The point being is, if you're marketing some flexibility, or if you're talking to people and you let them know there's some flexibility, that's the biggest thing here. And just make sure you talk about it and you have it in your listing presentation so they understand there might be some flexibility, you're not completely rigid, that it is going to be fair, and yet you're still going to be that agent that has a fiduciary responsibility, that takes on those fiduciary duties very seriously, is going to take care of them, is going to market full service, is going to do everything to get them the most amount of money in the least amount of time with the least amount of hassle, which is what every seller wants, and yet you don't have to be put in a position where maybe you appear too rigid and you lose the listing opportunity. So just think outside of the box a little bit on how you might be able to be flexible where it could be a win-win for everybody. At the end of the day, though, you guys, whether you choose to be flexible or not, we believe that being a full-service fiduciary is the only choice. I'm sure you believe that as well if you've been in the business for any amount of time. Your first priority is to fulfill your duty to the consumer. Possessing a real estate license implies a certain level of knowledge of the real estate industry, and real estate oversight agencies and legislatures maintain that real estate license bestows certain obligations for providing services to consumers, so you need to take that very seriously. We also feel that a real estate license should represent a willingness to provide exceptional service. However, there is some, sometimes makes some interference that makes that difficult, right? The reality is that research has led us to believe that this is not that regulations that kind of oversee the customer service is not in the public's best interest. We need to communicate the message that working with someone who may not take your best interest to heart may not be the best approach. You really want to have representation by someone. As fiduciary real estate agents managing the largest financial transaction that many people will ever go through in their life, your role is to mitigate their risk, handle any issues that arise, and ensure the best possible outcome for them. There's going to be four battles that you have to win when competing for business. So let's talk about those. First, you have to get the lead, which means actually getting someone to call you, right? Or to respond to you if you call them. So you must get a name and a number and a way to connect with a potential customer. You also have to then get to the table, meaning you have to convert that lead to an appointment. We know that 75% to 80% of consumers talk only to one or two people at the table before they actually list their home. One or two agents, that's it. You want to be one of those two people, right? Then you want to get to the customer's business at that point. At the appointment, you want to convince and help to persuade the real estate buyer or seller that what you have to offer has value and that your value is worth the price that they pay and that your pricing strategy works and that it's right for them. You want buyers and sellers to sign that agreement, right? And then you want to do repeat and referral business with your customers over time by providing exceptional value and retaining that relationship. And you also want to gain a reputation through customer satisfaction and by word of mouth and referrals. So the four battles is first getting the lead. The second one is getting to the table, getting that appointment. The third one is getting the business, getting that signed contract. And the fourth one is getting repeat and referral business, which is truly just retaining that relationship. So we believe real estate is a local business driven by local agents and local competitive conditions. Individual agents succeed in a service business by developing relationships with communities and their MET database, right? If you know your local market conditions, you'll be able to respond to your consumers' needs and wants. You'll also be able to position the results you deliver against the market as a whole. An example, the average days on market in this area is almost X amount of days, Mr. Seller, and my listings sell in an average of X amount of days. Therefore, I'm going to get your property sold less than average in this market. Know your numbers, know the market's numbers. If you inform potential customers about your strategy and service, you will create a win-win scenario where everyone benefits. And market your strategy and services, and don't make assumptions about what the consumer may or may not understand. Be comprehensive. They don't know everything that you think they know. For example, one limited service provider prominently advertised, "If the listing doesn't sell, I don't get paid." It seems obvious, but we can learn a lot from this. Make sure you market all the potential benefits of working with you, even the terribly obvious benefits, you guys, because they don't always understand. They don't do this often, and so you need to make sure that you have details and even the obvious ones. And be prepared to respond to consumer challenges and questions about flexible pricing. That should be in your listing presentation. You have a definite advantage as part of the local community. We want you to be aware of that. People know you. You have visibility and experience in your local market. You know local market conditions and pricing, and if you don't, you should. So make sure that you start researching that and make that part of your job description. You can reach your market better and more economically than others can, and you can tailor your value proposition to your customers' market conditions. And you need to do that. Change your value proposition as the market changes. If you don't do that regularly, you guys, you're falling behind. You can offer your customers trust, credibility, and experience. Developing a reputation for being trustworthy, incredible, and experienced in your area will be one of your greatest marketing tools, and make sure you use it. Large discount service providers, limited service brokers, and especially internet discount solutions that rely on advertising to spread their marketing message don't share many of these advantages. Your ability to prospect directly to new and past customers and tailor your messaging to your target markets gives you truly a competitive advantage. So make sure you use it. There are two methods of generating leads: prospecting for business or marketing for business. And so prospecting for business by making personal contact is what you want to do for the first one. Relationship networking will increase and maintain your contacts and your potential customers. Market your message to attract business and encourage potential customers to contact you. Community visibility will also encourage potential customers to contact you when they need a real estate agent services. Marketing is the key, whether it's on a personal or a business basis. So offer response is your primary approach to lead generate, regardless of which method you choose to generate leads. And usually, you guys, you'll be doing both. You should be doing both. You may use either a direct or indirect offer response. So you make an offer that leads to a direct response for the use of your services. You are using the direct response method when you ask people to buy a home with you or list a home with you. You are using the indirect offer response method when you make an offer that leads to a response, which then indirectly leads them to the use of your services. An example of this would be, if you offer a free report, you're using an indirect offer response approach, since you're offering the report and not your services. The offer introduces your customer, who may then contact you about the free report, and that may then later lead them to choose you to use your services. So lead generation is always about making an offer and deciding what response you want. Indirect marketing should be used more often to educate consumers on your services and to generate customer interest. The internet is a wonderful indirect marketing tool because it's very non-threatening. Same thing with social media, right? A consumer can look at houses on the internet, on your websites, through the IDX feed with your local MLS, without even having to talk to you. But hopefully it will then help them to contact you to find out more. And so that's where you need to make sure there's calls to action and ways for them to easily do that and do that where it doesn't seem very threatening on your websites, on your social media, through your newsletters, etc. Make your internet website and offers compelling enough that the consumer will want to contact you. That's key. And market yourself as the real estate agent people want to do business with. Market yourself as the expert of choice in your local market. That is what you really need to do, right? So your goal should be maintaining the relationship advantage in your local market over discount marketers or limited service brokers. This topic is ringing very true right now. Most of you are in a seller's market. What happens in a seller's market? More and more real estate agents become licensed or start kind of coming out of the woodwork, for lack of a better phrase. Limited broker services, discount marketers and brokers will come out because they know it doesn't take much to sell a property, right? And the consumer looks at it and goes, do I really have to work with a full-service agent when the market's so hot and it's such a seller's market? And so this is really pertinent information, you guys, right now. You need to understand that this could be part of the competition you're facing, and you might be facing it already, or it could happen, and you always have to be prepared for it. You don't need to stoop to that discount marketing or that discount brokering or that limited service brokering, you guys. The consumer really doesn't want that. It just sounds appealing, and so those people are going to kind of come out and start marketing against you. You just need to know how to combat that and how to contain and retain a competitive marketing advantage and make sure that you continue to retain the consumer's mind share, which is exactly what we're talking about. So your goal should always still include maintaining that relationship advantage in your local market, and you will do that over any discount marketing company or brokerage and any limited service brokerage as well. Good customer relationships lead to more referrals and repeat business. You'll end up with more appointments that result in more listings and more sales, hands down. Make sure you're focusing on your database, you guys. That is truly key. And great customer service will always generate more business and more repeat business, resulting in an even more successful business that produces more and more money. So focusing on your customer service and creating that value is very key. And even in a buyer's market, your business will remain competitive and successful at that point as well. Value-based pricing will help you accomplish your goals and desired outcomes. So this is a formula for value-based pricing. The price you charge equals the relationship with your customer plus your validity as a real estate professional plus the perceived value of your service divided by marketplace conditions and competition. P equals R plus V plus PV divided by MP. I'm not good at math. I never was, but I get this formula. Let me say it one more time. The price you charge equals the relationship with your customer plus your validity as a real estate professional plus the perceived value of your service divided by marketplace conditions and competition. Price is not an issue if people have a great relationship with you, you guys. Price is not an issue if you have validity because consumers trust you to treat them fairly and get results. And price is not an issue if customers understand and perceive your value through the clear articulation of what you do for the money that you earn, your value proposition. Part of human nature is that most people are uncomfortable talking about how much things cost, especially with friends or acquaintances. If people think money is an issue in a relationship, they tend to avoid talking about it at all. They may not feel comfortable discussing your commission rate with you, or they may feel that pricing is an issue that would kind of come up in the relationship. So make the decision and the discussion easy for them. Help your customers understand that your primary obligation is to help them accomplish their goals. Avoid the perception of rigidity by sending a clear message about your flexibility, like we've discussed. You have to educate potential customers by communicating at every opportunity. Incorporate flexible pricing messages on your website, in your presentation materials, and in your conversations with people. So, in terms of value pricing, if customers don't understand what you offer, they may talk to someone else, you guys. If you neglect to get your message out clearly, you can be vulnerable to threats from competitors. So avoid this just by encouraging customers to contact you. Build relationships. It's the most effective way to get your message out. Be proactive, build relationships, and get your message out to build your business. This will help you achieve the highest possible earnings. And remember, putting a number of percentage or a number or percentages in your marketing messages may drive down the income, commission, or pay levels of your entire office, market, et cetera. So there's no reason to publicize any number, right? When Walmart says they sell for less, they don't put the price in front of the store, right? They just say they sell for less. So educate consumers on what flexibility is and take the initiative to inform them of your strategy through effective, you know, marketing and PR. Guarantee customers that you'll provide exactly what they want, or you'll tear up the contract. And provide incentives to encourage customers to help with a transaction. For example, if the customer brings the buyer, you can be flexible in pricing and you both win. You can also offer another pricing option if customers buy another home from you, for example. Customers can be part of your team by helping sell the home. For example, they can display your cards at the place of business, or they can have flyers available promoting the home. They can share it on their social media, right? We want them to be part of the team when it comes to selling their property, and they want to be involved in that. It's important to take the limited service broker threat seriously, like we talked about, especially in a seller's market. So staying passive and assuming that things will change when the market recycles or that the discounters will go out of business might be an error in judgment that could have serious repercussions for you, at least in the short term. So get your message out about being a fiduciary, about full service, about being fair and flexible. Be clear about the dangers that customers encounter when they work with these limited service brokers. Flexibility and fairness are the keys to long-term success. You will be successful if you provide full service fiduciary value over the length of your career, you guys. Don't make decisions in survival mode when you feel threatened by discount brokers. If you make decisions based on trying to complete one transaction, you may ultimately lower what your earning capacity could be over time. It's important not to panic and change your long-term strategy based on apparent threats from alternative or limited service brokers in a different market. There is not a systematic problem now, but there could be if realtors respond by putting price in their advertising and thinking about how they price themselves is in fact their value proposition. So as we mentioned, study the data and understand the real estate market so that you can educate your customers. Develop a commission strategy that incorporates flexible pricing and communicate your flexible pricing strategy to generate leads, which are key to a successful business. Continue to lead generate and focus on listing market share. I promise if you do all these things, you are going to continue to grow your business despite the market that you're in, despite the competition that kind of ebbs and flows in these different markets, and you will have a wonderful career that not only helps you get new business, but helps you retain the business you have and get a lot of repeat and referral business along the way as well. Thanks, you guys, for listening in to Blog Talk Radio Coaching with Carrie here on this particular series of customer service and value pricing, delivering customer value, enhancing your value, and getting paid what you're worth. It's been a great series. I love it. It works in every single market, and it's good for anybody who's been in the business for any amount of time. So I hope that you found it helpful. And again, if you haven't been able to listen into every session, just go ahead and go to www.coachingwithcarrie.com, and you can listen to any of the past recorded sessions. They're all there for you. In fact, there's just tons of those that have been going on here for the last couple of years. I hope you find all of those helpful. Depending upon what place you're in your business or in your career, what kind of market we're in, any of these sessions might be valuable to you, and I encourage you to go ahead and listen if you haven't in the past. I will be back here again next Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time to talk about a brand new coaching series. I can't wait to bring it to you, and I hope you get excited as well. I'll see you here next time. Until then, make it a great weekend. Thanks, guys.